Zundert Taylor, best known as Jack Parow, has become one of South Africa's top Afrikaans hip-hop artists. As the Afrikaans community in Ballito has increased drastically over the last few years, it is quite fitting that Jack will be performing live in Ballito on the 19th of October at the Pumpkin Theatre. We decided to catch up with Jack Parow, the legend himself. Jack, thank you for joining us, meneer.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's start with the boring questions first. How on earth did you come up with that Jack Parow persona?
Well, the name is obviously one night I got home from a party, and Pirates of the Caribbean was on the television, and I was like, who the hell's Jack Parow the Pirate of the Caribbean? I'm Jack Parow the Pirate of the Caravan Ball. And that's kind of how the name came about. And then as for the cap and that stuff, I just always wear caps, and so me and my friends were like, let's do something different, make it long. And it was actually just for a joke, and then it became it became such a part of my character. Sorry, I just walked some steps. I'm a bit out of breath.
No problem. Now, so you chose the cap, but a cap is a cap. Where did this long thing come from? What is that all about?
Yeah, as I said, I always wear a cap. So when I was with my we were just sitting and we were kind of thinking, cool. I always wear a cap, but it's so boring to just wear a normal cap. So for the shoot, actually, it was just going to be for one shoot. We made it. We just decided to make it long, and then it, like after the shoot, it just like stuck in a way.
Now, Ballito is indeed very excited to be welcoming you on the 19th of October. Is this your first visit to our little slice of paradise?
I have been to Ballito before. I don't think I've actually played there, but it's my first time playing there. But I've been, I love Durban. I love that side of the world. I try and go there even. It's one of the places I also go on holiday a lot and just hang out and have a chill. I also wrote my previous, three or four songs off my previous album. I went to the house in Schlotjes and I wrote some stuff there. So it's also like I'm around. I love that area. I love that whole, a slice of paradise there. It's really amazing. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking to hanging out and having a good time and meeting everyone just having some cold drinks and some warm weather.
Now, when can we expect your next album?
Well, I dropped my last album called Africa for Beginners in December now. That's just passed a lot of last year, and so I've started working on some cool new projects. But so it should be next year. I've been going for 10 years, so jeez. It's like we'd be planning all these cool things around that. Like a 10-year kind of celebratory album and a few other cool things. I've got a brandy called Parow Brandy. We're doing a 10-year of that as well, a 10-year version, and like it's going to be a bunch of fun stuff. So there's a lot of cool stuff coming in the next while. So just keep your eyes open.
And then finally, Jack, why hip hop?
I've always been into rap music since I was young. When I started listening to music, when you're young, you kind of just listen to what your parents or your sisters and so on are listening to. But then when I started to listen to my own music and the stuff I like, rap just caught me straight away, and I just was addicted to it. I've always loved rap music, and I always loved stuff that rhymes. So when I was I was reading to Dr. Seuss, and I'm like, I read a lot of that, I think the rhyming aspect originally got me, and then it kind of just went from there.
The voice there of Jack Parow. He'll be performing at the Pumpkin Theatre at the La Montagne Hotel on the 19th of October. Jack, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, and looking forward to seeing you guys and having a party.